Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Sorry, I got to run. My auntie's 74 today, and she's having her birthday, and she just phoned me and said it's ready. We're going to run, but I appreciate you all coming. And I've learned an awful lot here. I mean, we've got some of our young people that want to be on the among the DJs for our radio station. Got Eric Wilson here, Ashleya Gardner. So, and I'm hoping other people will take an interest. So we're looking forward to getting on the air, getting all the training done, and like that bench there is going to be part of the building. We're working on the all the cultural wood for the building, and we've got some. I guess it's going to end up being some kind of training in all the carving of these benches and boardroom tables, wall panels, and all that. So it's kind of interesting spinoff from all this stuff. And then I think part of what our society does is a reconciliation of the residential school aftermath. But also, I think what occurred to me is that's a reconciliation amongst ourselves for our own understanding of our Aboriginal rights, for our own understanding of our territory and understanding of our language. Because as much as we, like being a chief for 6 years, I got to understand some of the issues around our Aboriginal rights, but our young people don't get that. They don't get to sit in front of these lawyers that are some of the best lawyers on Aboriginal rights and hear what the strength of our Aboriginal rights is. That's why we keep winning in court, because Canada is out of arguments. They have no more to say. Our Aboriginal rights are that strong. And our ownership of the territory, based on what happens in Haida Gwaii and what the Squamish are doing, it's really, you got a good future to look forward to for Aboriginal people. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Yeah. And it's already getting posted out there. It's already flying all over the place. It was written by some Vancouver Sun guy, so it's out there already, and it's inaccurate. He's taken our history and he's squished it down in probably the amount of space the newspaper gave him, and it's technically sitting on the borderline of inaccuracy. It makes our history sound so simplified, and I'm trying to process that and write that and figure out how to word that properly. But we have to respond so quickly because media moves so quickly today. But, you know, like, it's always about thinking out of the box. When we were talking about language, I was thinking, you know, there's a whole generation, a couple of generations of people, and I'm in that category because I went to residential school. I have a really hard time learning my language. I didn't hear it as a child. I never heard my dad's language at all as a child. And so it's a struggle. I heard my mother's language as a child, so that's a little bit easier. But there's also a psychological mindset, even in my generation. It's in the older generation for sure, for them to try to learn the language because it was beat out of them. But even in my generation, it was borderline beating. It was this cultural shame identity that sits like a block in front of me. And I struggle and struggle and struggle in counseling, and I think a lot of people aren't talking about that yet. It's trying to break through that block. And you know, you would look at me and think I'm the furthest thing from cultural shame, but there is still something sitting there in front of me that stops me from learning my language. And my sister started identifying it. She's really working hard in the language in the Tanaha territory, and she's identifying the psychological block that people are not talking about yet. And that's part of losing our language. So when I say think outside of the box, it's examining those kind of things. It's reading the radical readings and investigating and always challenging yourself to look beyond, you know, what's right there in front of you. And it's hard work. Our elders are all back home in my community, their elders are always saying, it's tough to be a smuckinik. Smuckinik is how we say us. It is. It's tough. It's like my dad raised us to, he used to say, if you want to beat them at their game, you have to know that game inside out, upside down, and backwards. You've got to be able to play it better than they do. And so he learned the law that way. He examined political movements and the law in that way.
And so we had to be the best at school. We had to be the best at everything, just in order to prove we were good enough to stand beside them. And it's like that with every single nation. We always have to do that, every single indigenous nation. So it's kind of, and somebody else mentioned this workaholic behavior. I can't remember who it was, but somebody said that this weekend and or this past couple of days. And that comes from residential school. So part of that is a culture and a thought process that we must adopt in order to be a step ahead of them and in order to advance our people, because there are so many of our people who are not capable of advancing themselves yet. So we need, those of us that are strong enough, we need to help our whole community by being strong and good and being able to hold up the ones that can't hold themselves up until they can hold themselves up. But part of that, we have to be careful we don't get too far into that behavior, because it turns into workaholic behavior. And really, that's what killed my mother and father so young. And so when they died so young and deprived all of our children of grandparents, that's when I quit drinking, I quit smoking, I quit eating too much junk food. I started exercising more regularly. But the last hard thing is the workaholic behavior. I drive myself right into the ground all the time. And part of it is because I'm trying to help my community, but the other part of it is I'm trying to prove still that I'm not a stupid, dumb, whore, savage. So there's so many different things. There's so many different parts of our life, so much complexity in being an indigenous person today. But that's my final message.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.